my neck getting dirty and gritty. It is summer, especially if you've been waiting for the heat to feel like summer. I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, I confess, I wore shorts to the office today, first time this year, and I bet I'm not alone.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. And in fact, we may have the warmest weekend that we've had for a while, with temperatures getting into the upper 80s, even 90s in some locations.
Well, start out with today and tonight.
Well, right now we have some low clouds, amazingly enough, in some places of western Washington and along the coast. But that's going to be the end of clouds for at least 2-3 days. We're going to see a rapid warming as we go into tomorrow and into Sunday morning.
So tomorrow we've heard that it might be the hottest day of the year so far?
I think that's possible. And in fact, even Sunday could be warmer. Today we'll get into maybe the lower 80s, something like that, upper 70s in the cooler locations. Sunny, gorgeous day, no precipitation. Then tomorrow, as that offshore flow cranks up, we'll see temperatures rising up into the low to mid 80s, even a few upper 80s in a few favored locations. And again, sun, you know, no precipitation.
Offshore flow, we probably need to remind people what that is. That's when the wind reverses direction and goes against the normal?
That's right. Normally, we have onshore flow. In fact, that's why the temperatures are so temperate around here. We have high pressure over the Pacific. We have lower pressure inland, and that pushes air gently into our region, the natural air conditioning in the Northwest. But when we get the right situation, high pressure building inland, offshore flow developing, we get cut off from that marine influence, and that's when temperatures can surge. And that's exactly what's going to happen this weekend. Not only do the temperatures surge, but we get a very interesting local weather phenomenon called the thermal trough. Normally, low pressure is hanging out in southwest United States, the desert southwest. And, you know, we are not in a trough. But when the temperatures warm here, a tongue of warm air moves up from the southwest with this offshore flow, and we get a trough, an area of low pressure that extends into our region. This is called the thermal trough, and it's a very important aspect of all our heat waves.
I like that image. There's a tongue of hot air, and I can visualize this on some weather map coming up from, you know, the hot places, Arizona and Nevada, and it's coming into our area. And then offshore means it's flowing from the inland towards the shore, right?
So what happens is that offshore flow actually forces this thermal trough, because the warming associated with this offshore flow and the sinking of the mountains gives us this tongue of warmth that then extends back into the southwest United States. And so the low pressure that likes the warm air extends north along that tongue of warmth. And so that's what we're going to have this weekend. This thermal trough will slowly move northward, first into Oregon and then up into Washington. And that is associated with the blossoming of the heat wave. Now, eventually, the thermal trough is going to jump over into eastern Washington. That's very typical. When the large-scale flow changes, so you no longer get the offshore flow, we get this trough and the warmth tends to move into eastern Washington, and that is often the last warm day. As the trough moves over, all of a sudden, the marine air can come in, and the marine air surges in, and that we call an onshore push. So everything is interconnected, but the warm-up phase is happening now, tomorrow. It'll be maximum warmth probably Sunday morning, and then the thermal trough and the heat will move into eastern Washington late on Sunday into Monday. So I expect Monday to be a much cooler day.
Recap a little bit. So Sunday's going to be the hottest day, you think, and then cooling off Monday and into the week?
That's right, except for one place, and that's the coast. I think Sunday will be a day that the cooling will begin along the coast. And another thing to keep in mind is that Northwest Washington is going to be much cooler than Seattle southward, because they have a lot of water there. So if you're in the San Juans or you're in Port Angeles, the temperatures could be a good 10 degrees cooler there.
I saw you mention on your blog that this kind of weather pattern can have some problems associated with it.
Heat waves and the thermal trough can do a few things. First, air quality. The amount of ozone in the air is very dependent on temperature. And so when temperatures surge, often ozone increases. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Another thing is if there are any smoldering wildfires in the mountains caused by lightning or humans, when this thermal trough moves over, that tends to cause a situation where the fires blow up. This is well known in the fire community.
Even when the trough is gone next week, does that mean we're back to cooler weather or what?
What I think we'll see is sort of a moderate cool down. We'll just edge back into a more normal range like the mid-70s.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.